For the world's largest economy, it's the fifth straight month of job growth and the largest monthly net gain in 10 years. But you couldn't tell from the reaction on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 200 points as the New York Stock Exchange opened and remained in the red until the closing bell. ABC business analyst Dan Arnold says the reason for the pessimism is that most of the new jobs created last month came from temporary workers hired by the government to conduct the census count.
The fact they only saw 20,000 jobs coming from the private sector is a major disappointment. Has a lot of people on Wall Street kind of questioning the credibility of the recovery.
Although net job gains for the month fell below analysts' expectations, President Barack Obama said the bottom line is that the economy continues to add new jobs.
And while we recognize that our recovery is still in its early stages, and that there are going to be ups and downs in the months ahead, things never go completely in a smooth line, this report is a sign that our economy is getting stronger by the day.
Analysts say better job numbers from the private sector would have eased concerns that the European debt crisis was slowing down the U.S. recovery. Instead, the poor showing by private employers in May only added to worries. Still, even in states like Michigan, where nearly 13.5% are unemployed, career counselor Betsy Luke says there are jobs to be had. But she says those looking for work should not expect to get jobs like the ones they lost.
I think for a lot of people, it's just going to be, you know, retraining and refocusing in something that is in high demand.
Despite perceptions of tepid job growth, the nation's unemployment rate fell 0.2 points to 9.7%, reflecting a drop in the number of Americans claiming unemployment benefits. Counting those who have given up looking for work or people who are forced to work part-time hours, the so-called underemployment rate also fell from 17.1% in April to 16.6% in May. Millar Sega, VOA News.